Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
The summer has arrived. I'm Caroline Phipps for Berkshire Style. I'd like to preview some stories we feature on the Berkshire Style website this week. Throughout the tri-state region, garden enthusiasts can visit landscapes that range from stately to serene to riotous colors, all created by gardeners endowed with an artist's eye. Some of these gardens are open to the public infrequently, and we take a look at Wethersfield Gardens and the plight of the beech trees. We hope you are staying safe and happy. We have some entertainment suggestions for your enjoyment. All are in person this week. You can find times and links to these happenings this week on the homepage. Our events page is up to date. Dog People, a mutual rescue at the Daniel Arts Centre in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Two people, two dogs, one day in the park. The dogs are rescues and their people need some second chances too. So who really rescues who? In this meaningful story, actor-playwright Lee Strimbeck has created a story of devotion, recovery, and second chances. Strimbeck developed the script as a member of Berkshire Voices. Dog People, a mutual rescue at the Daniel Arts Centre in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Hudson Film Festival 2024 benefit. Back to the movies at Story Screen Cinema Hudson in Hudson, New York. Join the Hudson Film Festival for an evening of premiere cinema, wine and beer, awesome pinball, and retro arcade games at the newly opened Story Screen Cinema Hudson. See an exclusive Hudson sneak preview of the 2024 Sundance Film Festival breakout hit, Thelma, starring June Squibb and Parker Posey, before its release on June the 21st. Also, the 2024 Oscar-winning short film, The Last Repair Shop, and Pedro Almodovar's steamy Cannes Film Festival short film, Strange Way of Life. The Hudson Film Festival presents an accessible and inclusive annual film festival and year-round events showcasing global cinema. Hudson Film Festival 2024 benefit at Story Screen Cinema Hudson in Hudson, New York. Hollister House Garden, Family Day, Washington, Connecticut. Enjoy a day in the garden for a special afternoon of fun and exploration, celebrating our youngest gardeners and friends. The day will feature garden-themed activities, including story time with Gunn Library's Miss Linda, an art project with Find Art Kids Studio, and Sharon Audubon Center with a visiting raptor. Picnics are welcome and encouraged. Family Day at Hollister House Garden in Washington, Connecticut. Op-Eds, Why They Matter at the Scoville Memorial Library in Salisbury, Connecticut. Do you have ideas for how things could be better or different in our community or in our world? Or perhaps a life lesson or personal viewpoint to share? Join a conversation between experts and learn what constitutes an effective piece of opinion writing. John Costin, editor-in-chief of the Lakeville Journal and former editor for the Wall Street Journal, will discuss the importance, power, and practice of writing opinion articles. Publishing op-eds lets us speak our minds, raise issues, inspire action, and enrich our communities. This conversation will be followed by a workshop series on June 13th, 20th, and 26th. Op-eds, Why They Matter, with John Costin at the Scoville Memorial Library in Salisbury, Connecticut. Shaker Supper, 250th Shaker Anniversary at Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Enjoy this chance to experience the stunning views of the round stone barn and enjoy an authentic Shaker-inspired communal meal prepared by Chef Peter Belmont of Woodlife Kitchen, based on recipes that originated at Hancock Shaker Village in the late 1800s. To commemorate the 250th anniversary of the Shakers in America, the program for the evening will feature a talk about the Shakers by curator and collections director Kathleen Lynch. Shaker Supper, 250th Shaker Anniversary at Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Our favorite thing, Catherine Violet Hubbard, would be very happy on June 8th if she could attend the 8th annual Catherine's Butterfly Party in Newtown, Connecticut. Catherine, a 6-year-old victim of the Sandy Hook mass shooting, was a compassionate animal lover who always asked for a birthday party that would bring all her favorite animals together. Catherine's Butterfly Party is that wish fulfilled. Berkshire Kitchen. Leon has been obsessed lately with breakfast tacos. Most have eggs, either fried or scrambled. Some have refried or stewed beans. Almost all have bacon, ham, or even chorizo. Accompaniments may include avocados or guacamole, shredded lettuce, or cabbage. Leon shares an original recipe of a breakfast taco with salmon. Out on a limb. My parents, both notably caring people, did not do their children any good when it came to dental genetics. They spent a small fortune on our oral care as we grew up, but in this case, nature won out over nurture. All of us required advanced dentistry to keep our teeth anywhere near pearly and white. Catherine takes a look at dental history, George Washington's teeth, and today's oral medical system. Inner elegance. The seduction of bad news. If it bleeds, it leads. Despite the many good things that happen, we tend to focus disproportionately on the negative aspects of life. Why is that? And what can we do? I, Caroline Phipps, explore the seductive power of negativity and what we can do to shift the focus to help ourselves and our world. History's lens. Haying season was serious business in the 19th and early 20th centuries. This undated picture from the turn of the last century shows a break in the action on the Dean Farm in South Canaan. The men have already cut the hay and it has been dried for a day or two before being raked into windrows for more drying. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone. We are an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have a wonderful week and enjoy the beautiful month of June. And until next time, I'm Caroline Phipps.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.